This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Matter. don't believe a word you say. I can't stand the way you do. Lord, Lord, I'll wait. Coming home to you. Lord, bless my brother. Going down.
Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
A guy who gave us a transfusion of rock and roll life's blood not too long ago. A very dear friend of ours and an incredible musician and a damn nice guy, Mr. Brad Whitford from Aerosmith.
Yeah. This is a song about a girl from the North Shore.
Tell me. Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets makes super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
I have two children. They're both teenagers. Anybody here live with teenagers? Look how tired those people are. They're pretty awesome, really, teenagers, all things considered, but it's amazing what happens to them about 13 years old. You know, at one point, in the center of my daughter's adolescence, she was about 14, what happens is that, you know, when they're 11, they like to cuddle with you on the couch, and at 14, they literally want to vomit when they see you. That's quite a metamorphosis, really. But at one point, she was you know, being a typical adolescent, I guess, and I threatened her. I said, listen, if you don't start treating me like a human being, I am going to get a job playing folk music at the mall. Tell me that isn't the ultimate dad revenge. Huh? Standing there in front of the Gap, you know? Hey, everybody! That's my little baby! Why don't you introduce me to your little buddies? I remember when I used to change your little stinky diapers. But the problem with teenagers and with reproduction in general, frankly, is that you tend to reproduce people that are smarter than you. It doesn't seem fair, really, when you're trying to deal with them. And as an example, how much smarter than the rest of us, my children, I'm gonna tell you briefly a story. My daughter, I think, is the smartest one out of all of us, hands down. She hit like a tailspin on the highway of her life around 13. And then at 16, it's like a light switch flipped on and she was back. You know, like sweet, kind, nice, happy. And she like looked at us and wondered why we got so haggard looking. You know? And the reason, Sybil. It's because we've been living with your evil twin for 3 years, that's why. But now she's back, and that's good, because she's a great kid, and I love her a lot. And she is, I think, a genius, certainly the smartest person in the family. And this story that I'm going to say to you now will, I think, prove that. One day in the morning, I walked by her bedroom, and this was before we had given up totally. Right now, we're in a state of total surrender. If you came to our house, you'd see us with white flags and both hands like this. You know? But so this was before that, when we were suffering under the delusion that we could actually persuade her to do something with her life, you know. So I go by her bedroom in the morning and I look in and I say, listen, just tell me the truth. I'm not trying to oppress you, which is the way I start all my sentences now. I'm not trying to oppress you. Please pass the milk. I'm not. I just feel like it's safe to start out that way. So I walk by her bedroom, and she's sitting on the end of her bed. It's in the morning, and I'm getting ready to go to work. And I say, look, I'm not trying to oppress you, but just tell me the truth. Did you do your homework last night? And I'm going to try to imitate the tone and the facial expressions for those of you that still have children who love you. A few years, you need to prepare for this, okay? So she looks at me, and she says, no. And I said, well, are you gonna? She goes, yeah. I go, well, when? She goes, this morning. I go, well, isn't it due this morning? She goes, you can leave now. And being the obedient dad, I did leave. And I walked down to the bathroom, and I bent over to pick something up off the floor. This is a true story now. And my nose started to bleed, and blood was pouring out all over the place. And I grabbed some tissue, and I put it up to my nose like this. And in 2 seconds, it was all red, and blood was dripping down my arm. And I walked back down to her room. I stand in the threshold there, and blood is dripping down onto the floor of her bedroom, and I stand there and I say, every time I talk to you about homework, my brain explodes. And as the final evidence, you know, the final piece of information to prove that she is, in fact, the smartest person in the family, I thought I really had her there. She looked up at me and she said, hey, that's cool.
right off when he got real mean. Till one day she's DOA, she split the scene. Shot was hot, Ron took his toys. One moved up to Boston where fist in his pop. Till his second night in town he turned on a cop. But he's a rugged butch rider. Ronnie Rush is his name. He's into heavy bones. He masters his game. Then he greases his fist. He drinks hot water. He's got a Rex original. Studded ring that he wore round his sack, and down from his belt 20 outdated keys. But only tough bitches better get on their knees.
Everybody, we're the Beachcombers, and you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
when your fingers are slender and frail. Bedroom town, if you don't put yourself up for sale. Where will you go with your scars and your miracles? Who's gonna know who you are? Drugs and wine and flattering light, you must try it again.
Today